As we seek the freedom we yearn for, we deny ourselves the longing of our souls to be free. The search and the thought prevent us from being where we want to be, and as long as we lack and miss something that we believe is outside of us, we will experience that painful search for a filling that cannot be fulfilled. What are we looking for and where do we really crave to be? We want to be free of the pain that the lack creates in us, but the true freedom we yearn for is at that moment when we stop looking. We are afraid to stop the search so that it does not give rise to the silence that will resonate in our human consciousness and will be experienced by the parts of the ego and the intellect as an absolute death. Silence and presence is the being we long for, and we strive for the moment when the edges within us will be forgotten and the whole essence of who we are beyond the illusion of duality will be revealed within us. Paradoxically, our desire to be filled and to receive into us the light of knowledge and love are what prevent us from being in this moment and accepting ourselves, and so we reject above us the fulfillment we miss. The desire to be fulfilled that is forced upon us from the moment of our birth and the attempt to free ourselves from this desire give rise to more and more desires from which we will also try later to break free. The world of desires is a vicious circle that nourishes itself, and thus we imprison our consciousness within increasing desires. Have you ever asked yourself what you want to be free of now, and who will you be when you break free of what you want to be freed from? What will remain in this moment when we are completely free, and who will we be when we are in total freedom without the knowledge of the non-freedom? When we think about freedom, we move ourselves away from where we want to be. In our existence in the world of forms in which living beings live, we seek to realize the freedom of consciousness within the material world and thus seek to eliminate the desires that threaten our freedom to be who we are. We try to fill these desires with objects, pleasures, and momentary pleasures that only increase the lack and the desire to be filled. Every desire that we manage to satisfy will give rise to another desire, and with it will come a desire to overcome those earthly desires, which will give rise to another desire. The human loop of desires is infinite because we humans are made up of all those desires from which we try to free ourselves. And what is freedom? What is full release? Freedom is not in the desire to be free, but in accepting the existence of our unfulfilled desires and accepting us as made from those desires while we in a state where our desires are not satisfied. When we look deeply at the perfect instruments of acceptance we are, we will be able to discover a pure place of the formation of the absolute creation of the highest level of vibration that is called the divine. This dimension within us allows our consciousness a place of formation and fulfillment for infinite creative power, and this desire is necessary for the existence of the world in which we live. This dimension of will is a subconscious aspect within us in which there is no place and form, or in other words, the place which thought has not yet been created. Without our desires, we will not be able to exist, and the world in which we live will not exist either. The magnetic force in us. In our desire to be filled, we magnetize to us the abundance offered to us from the universe at every moment of our existence. This desire is a necessary condition for the existence of life on earth, and the will in itself does not fail at all. The desire to be full and satisfied, happy, pleasurable, relaxed, the desire to love, to receive love, are pure places within us for fulfillment and experiencing a reality in which there are endless possibilities and pure joy. The difficulty we encounter begins in that place where we do not accept ourselves as beings with an unsatisfied desire and try to fulfill all our desires and free ourselves from who we are now. The desire to satisfy all desires is another desire that appears in us, and besides the fact that it will never be fulfilled, it appears in our subconscious as an attempt by the person to eliminate himself, which will cost the person survival anxiety. The full liberation will be in the moment when we accept ourselves as built from desires and do not take any action or thought to satisfy or eliminate all our desires. A liberated state of mind is a state of accepting reality and knowing our nature while surrendering to nature, a reality that is all made up of desires that are fulfilled at the same time as creating additional desires. The freedom we yearn for is always there now, but it goes away from our minds when we surrender to our passions and is trapped in the prison of consciousness that we created when we became an object to what is happening in the here and now. What is the human prison? The forgetting that we are here to serve life and our surrender to the desire to obtain pleasures and satisfy our needs that creates the prison of consciousness and limits our ability to move and think creatively. This surrender takes away from us our ability to overcome our animal nature, and it begins in thought and materializes into physical reality and the world in which we live. Are we able to imagine ourselves in a closed room, completely free and free of limits and restrictions? Happy and content by being who we are now? Do you have right now any thought takes away your freedom? What is freedom? What do you want to be free of? We try to free ourselves from the programming and the human personality structure within which we live as unlimited beings, from the memories, disabilities, and moral values that we uphold, and from the fears we obey. All these together constitute the perfect prison of consciousness in this world. We are afraid of absolute freedom. Afraid to be infinite beings and disappear, afraid of the moment of complete liberation, because then they will not be able to live within us lies and concealments on which the human ego that continues to lead the planet of the earth exists. At the moment of complete liberation, the human consciousness is illuminated by the light of truth, and then there cannot be a single small lie or a tiny silhouette that is within us. But parts that sustain our personality and identification with the thought will take care to perpetuate the shadows and continue to hide the simple truth. They will attract us to that hopeless search that arises out of fear that we will never find the truth. The fears of oblivion continue to scold us to keep looking, like internal tyrants who each time rob us of this moment, which is the only moment when freedom takes place. Let's look at this moment now and feel the infinite freedom offered to us as we expand our consciousness. We free ourselves with forgiveness and forgive ourselves for being so deeply forgotten about who we really are. We torment ourselves because we find it difficult to forgive us for distancing ourselves from our true essence. Every time we gain partial enlightenment of consciousness, the tyrants of shame and morality come to beat us to return to our previous constricted form. We are given the power to forgive and accept ourselves just as we are now, and to be free of who we do not want to be. It is a very private moment of renouncing the fulfillment and connecting to what is there, while reminding ourselves that there is no other person in the universe who can free us from the anguish of the soul that comes from our deep shame, that comes from the feeling of separation within us. A good time to learn and love this dual world that exists in one perfect conflict. To accept ourselves as strays, learners, and evolving. Author, Ilan Aviv.